Blog Talk Radio.
Multiplication, no longer vision, no subtraction or any
other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It done passed when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People getting played, being told lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yah for another day, another week, that he has allowed us to come before you to teach his word, to teach us truth. For once again, the Almighty has blessed us with another program of nothing but the truth. And it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah has ordained me to tell you the truth. So I praise the mighty Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel. Once again, bring another program of Nothing But the Truth, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. But who is this Yah that has blessed us, ordained us, and gave us the opportunity to even allow his words to be put in our mouth, that we might bring it to his people, the greatest people on earth, the House of Israel? Well, this Yah is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. He's the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is our Savior. He's our King. and he is our lawgiver. And not only ours, talking about the house of Israel, but he is the Savior of the world. Over the last 4 days, we've been dealing with the 7 everlasting covenants that Yah made with his people, made with the house of Israel, starting with our father Abraham, where the Almighty made a covenant not just with Abraham, but also his seed after him. And this covenant came all the way down from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then to the 12 tribes of Israel. This covenant was called circumcision. And we discussed it. And we let you know that it was the first covenant that Yah made with the people. Of course, Abraham, according to the scriptures, the Almighty said that Abraham, bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee. And of all the families in the earth, all of them shall be blessed in him. And this was handed right down into the house of Israel, in which we are part of that great house. You'll read in the book of Isaiah 51, we're going to turn there, about this very first covenant that the Almighty made with our forefathers, and then, of course, with us. And this is what it says in Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2.
Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yahweh. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged.
See, if you want to know anything about yourself, and if you want to know where you're going, is always best. It's always good practice. It's always wisdom to always look back. I know your enemies tell you not to look. Don't worry about the past. Don't look back. Just look toward the future. And the only reason they tell you that is because they know if you don't look back and you just look toward the future, they know you ain't going to have no idea where they going, where you're going. So they don't want you to know where you're going. So this is why they wipe all of our history out of the books. That's why they had laws that you couldn't even read. What type of mind will have a law that black people can't read? What kind of law will have blacks totally inferior where they can't go to schools? And when they could go to schools, they got inferior supplies and had to go in back doors. And in other words, had to be less than everything. Well, the only type of mind will do that is somebody who don't want you to get up, to rise up high, because they fear you. So they don't want you to look back to your forefather. And this is why. Go ahead.
Look unto Abraham, thy father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him.
So the Almighty said he called him alone, and look unto him, because he is our father. And look unto Sarah that bare you, which is our mother. And you notice he said he blessed him and increased him. And here we are today, brothers and sisters. We're going to be talking about the fifth covenant that Yah made with our people. These covenants that we're speaking about was made to no one else but the house of Israel. They were not made to just a tribe of the house of Israel. They were not made to just a family of the house of Israel. But these covenants that we're speaking about is made to the whole house of Israel. And we want you to see these things, because if you really know these things and understand them as we do, you will see how these things condemn the various doctrines, the various religions, the various beliefs that our people have adopted. For example, as I stated before, Abraham, it started with circumcision, which is the first everlasting covenant that the Almighty made with our people. Here it is today. You got our people back in the days of old. As a matter of fact, not long from now, from today, in the time that we can remember, our people were being castrated. They were not being castrated because they were caught stealing, caught robbing, caught doing something, committing a crime or anything. They were being castrated because they were black. This was not long ago when these things was happening to our people. And here it is, to be under the covenant of the Most High, you got to be circumcised. For him to be your Elohim and us as people, but here it is, they castrated our men. Now it makes sense why. Because if they thought they can do away with this covenant, they would. So if they thought they can castrate all of us, they would have. And then you'll find that now today, not many years after castrating our people against their will, of course, even before that, they had a book called the New Testament. Still got it today. And it'll tell you circumcision profit nothing. So first they put this belief in your mind, and then second they just castrated you. And I may add, today we have people going to the doctor castrating themselves. In other words, they paying somebody to castrate them so that they can become a woman. What kind of madness is that? It don't seem strange that Yah made you a man and then you got to go see another man to cut it off so you can be something else. You can cut all day long, but you are what you are. And it just shows you and demonstrates to you why these things are happening. You don't want to be under the covenant of the Most High, and you don't want us under the covenant of the Most High. Why else castrate us? What purpose does it have to castrate a man? Furthermore, we talked about the second everlasting covenant that the Creator made with our people. And what was that? The Ten Commandments. And this is what the Creator said about it in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, we're going to start reading at the seventh verse.
What nation is there so great, who hath Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them to thy sons and to thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And Yahweh spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
And yes, so this is the second everlasting covenant that Yah made with our people. First was circumcision, which a lot of people don't realize it represents his word. Because he said he will be an Elohim to us, and we shall be his people. And to be an Elohim, he's not going to be an Elohim without giving us his word. That's why Abraham was the first man in the scriptures where the word of Yah came unto him saying, the very first man. So it made sense that this was the first family that Yah made a covenant with, an everlasting covenant with, that will be handed down to his descendants. And this covenant was exclusively to them, or lest you join yourself unto them. Then the Almighty gave us the 10 commandments that he wrote on 2 tables of stone. And as we can see, the Almighty said, what nation? Just check from one side of the heaven to the other. What nation do you know of that is so great who have Elohim so near unto them as Yah? Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for. And why? Because he became our Elohim. Because now we were under that first covenant. Now we can call on him. And then it says, and one nation is so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day. And what is these laws? What is this righteousness? Well, it's his commandments. And it's his second covenant, in which he wrote on 2 tables of stones. And the first commandment was, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. So we can see how these things are essential to our salvation. And if anyone that is not an Israelite, you want to learn these things, because you can't do what you want to do and what your foreparents are teaching you, and also in the kingdom of Yah. So you're going to have to learn these things. If there's a chance for you to be in Yah's kingdom, then the Almighty gave us a third covenant, which is the covenant of the Sabbath day. The Almighty said, the Sabbath is a sign between me and you, that I've sanctified you. In other words, I done separated you. And how did he do that? Well, first of all, the Almighty said in the third commandment, since this is the third covenant, thou shalt not take the name of Yah thy Elohim in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. And this is what our people have been doing, because the way Yahweh has separated our people is he called them out on the Sabbath day. And he told them, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath arrest. In it thou shalt not do any work, and thou shalt have a holy convocation, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yah. And this is what our people don't want to do. They would rather say, we can't even keep the Sabbath here because of a sacrifice. Well, can you have a holy convocation? Well, can you rest? Can you stop all your work and all your labor? Can you do that? And if you can do that, then you can keep the Sabbath. You're not to do sacrifices anyway. That was somebody else's responsibility. And you don't want to do that. But let me show you. The Almighty, His mercy endured forever. And this is what the Creator said concerning His covenant of the Sabbath in the book of Isaiah 56. Just to show you how merciful the Most High is. In the book of Isaiah 56, starting at the very first verse.
Thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold to it, on it, that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold on my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring into my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer, and their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Yahweh Elohim, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him.
So we got a lot of people that are listening to us today that are not Israelites. They're not Hebrews. But they hear that we tell them the truth. They even see that we tell them the truth. And they are in the process of submitting to the truth. And this is good. And we want the strangers to know. And we want the eunuchs to know. Here it is. The only way you can get into the house in the kingdom of the Most High, you must be circumcised. But Yah is so merciful, he's even considered the fact that these eunuchs who are castrated, if you take hold of my covenant, I will make even a better name than the sons and daughters with you. An everlasting name that won't even be cut off. And why? Because Yahweh know that you didn't castrate yourself. Yahweh know that if it wasn't for some vile, wicked people, it's possible that you could have chose to be circumcised so that you might be under his covenant. So Yahweh saying, look, I know who you are. If you join yourself unto me, don't get it in your mind, I just can't do it. I see the law and I see a eunuch can't come in because a person has to be circumcised. Yahweh saying, no, join yourself unto me. I know your circumstance. I know your situation. Just join yourself unto me. But this is not for the people who willingly go get their stuff cut off. And this surely is not for the people who believe circumcision profit nothing. And furthermore, with the strangers, and we hear it, we know all the talk and saying this about the various nations and how they speak down to the nations. Stand strong, because there's going to come a day where Yah will give you an opportunity to join yourself unto Him. All you got to do is believe in Yah, and you'll be established. Believe in His prophets, and you shall prosper. It's up to you. Yah has cracked the door open up for you. Just continue watching us, and we'll show you how you can get in. Furthermore, the fourth covenant. And I love this fourth covenant because this is the covenant of David. And you'll read about it in Isaiah 55. Let's turn there. And I may add, Moray Naphtali spoke about this covenant yesterday. It was eye-opening, at least to me. And I learned a great deal. And I'm going to show you what I learned. Isaiah 55. And watch what it says, verse 1 through 3.
Hope, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about today what is good. That's what we're going to discuss. What Yah saw is good. And we're going to see if you can eat this. And if you can eat it and digest it, I can assure you that you shall surely live. And watch what it says.
Incline your ear.
Uh-huh.
And come unto me.
Yes.
Hear. Mm-hmm. And your soul shall live.
And your soul shall live.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
And that sure mercies of David is not a new covenant. It's just the covenant of David. See, the covenant David started off just being to his sons. But then the Almighty expanded this covenant that we all might enter into the covenant of David, which is the sure mercies of David. And there is no other person in the scriptures. And I know you might think it's Moses, because Yah showed him his glory. And Yahweh said, I'll be merciful to whom I'll be merciful to. But no. You must learn about this David. And you will. Because even the sure mercies of David, Yahweh said, you'll have an opportunity to be a part of this everlasting covenant. And it says, behold, I give him as a what? For a witness to the people, a leader, commander to the people. And what is the sure mercies of David? Well, once you understand what mercy is Yahweh's love. This is his great love that he had for his people. What do you think David means? David means loving. David means beloved. He's the example of the love Yah had with him, and he had for Yah. That's the type of love Yah wants you to have. And let me tell you, the only reason why you don't have that type of love is because Yah said you are stiff-necked and hard-hearted and most rebellious people who will not hear the law of Yah. And you don't realize the reason why Yah is saying these things is because to understand Yah, to know Yah, that he execute loving kindness and righteousness and judgment in the earth, you will know all these things are very soft, fleshy stuff. And you don't want to be soft. You'd rather be hard, and you'd rather be stiff, and you want to show that you're stiff and hard, and you can do what you want to do. You can act the way you want to act. You can say what you want to say. But no, y'all looking for someone humble and soft. Why do you think the Almighty said, break up that fallow ground, which is your heart, so you can begin to sow righteousness and reap in mercy? And what's the reap in mercy? Well, that's the reap in love, the love of Yah. Yah can't even love you because you're so stiff and you're so hard. And that's why you can't love one another. You don't hear nothing else I said. Please learn that. You cannot love with a stiff neck and a hard heart. And Yah wants you to love him. He commanded that you love him. And if you love him, he's going to love you. And he will allow you to enter into this great covenant, this everlasting covenant, even the sure mercies of David. And if you don't know that type of love, you better learn it and read it. But make no mistake, we're going to bring it to you anyway. And the fourth covenant is about Yahweh's praise. You can't even praise Yah if you don't love him. Yah said, to love him is to hate evil. So you can't even praise Yah without loving him. Now we're on the fifth covenant. The fifth covenant that the Almighty made with his people is very controversial. Matter of fact, it's one of the most controversial, the fifth and the sixth covenant. It's the most controversial subject that the Israelite community has ever witnessed, and the most controversial subject that the Israelite community have ever dealt with. It's the covenant of day and the covenant of night. But because both of them are so important to your salvation, we have to deal with them separately, because they are two different covenants. And we're going to bring them both to you. But we're going to talk about the covenant of day first, because it comes before the covenant of the night. And you're going to see a stark difference between the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night. Both belong to Mosiah. Both is his. But they are as different as day and night. And this subject has divided so many people and have rubbed people the wrong way so much that even right now, and I know there's a lot of people that's listening and watching me, they don't even want to see it and don't want to hear it. That's how controversial it is. And that's fine. You can turn it all day long, but let me remind you, the scripture says, he that turned his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination to Yah. So it's up to you. In other words, you can hide but you can't run. And if you try to run, you can't hide. So you might as well learn. That's my advice, because we're going to talk about this fifth covenant, which is the covenant of the day. And all through the scriptures, we let you know what the fifth represents. And let me tell you why it's so controversial. Well, what do you think the Almighty even brought, what he did with day and night when he first made it? Well, he divided the light from the darkness. No wonder the people are so divided. No wonder there's so much controversy. Because you're going to find yourself either on one side or the other. There's great division such as this, where you got to choose one side or the other. Then those on the one side say, man, they got to be crazy on that side. And then on the other side, they saying the same thing. Well, they got to be crazy on that side, because there's total division. And you don't realize this division came from the Most High, because he the one divided the day from the night. Not me, not you, not man. Yahweh did this. So when you made your choice, that's what happened. You were divided. And I'm going to show you the choice that really Yah wants you to choose. See, he gives you choices, good and evil, blessings and cursing, life and death. And he lets you choose. But he also will tell you what he wants you to choose. So it won't be said, well, yeah, I didn't know which one to choose, and you never told me. Yeah, I told you what you wanted to choose. You just didn't listen to me. And here again, I'm going to show you what Yahweh wants you to choose. And it's the fifth covenant. The fifth covenant, the fifth period, means increase. Let me just show you just a couple of scriptures, because you should know this by now. But in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, just show you this, because maybe you just seeing this for the first time and you don't know what I mean by the fifth. And I just want you to at least to have some idea of what I'm speaking about. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, this is what it says in the 23rd verse.
And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise Yahweh withal.
In other words, in the fourth year, and we went all through the scriptures showing how the fourth is about praising Yah. Then watch what it says about the fifth.
And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh your Elohim.
And we went all through the scriptures to show you that the fifth is Yah's increase. That's what it represents. That's what it means. And not only Yah increased at this time, he blessed at this time, as well as he blessed abundantly. This is what Yah did in each time. So whether it's the fifth generation, as in the case of Yared, who was the fifth generation after Adam, who was the second oldest man in the scriptures, the second oldest. And there's only one man older than him in the whole entire scriptures. And that was the seventh generation under Methuselah. And that's only because he was blessed and sanctified. And he lived exactly 7 years older than Jared. And why? Because this is an increase. Why you think in the fifth commandment, this creator said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. Because if you honored your parents, your days were increased. Because that's what the fifth represents. And since the fifth represents an increase, then you will see the same thing with the sun. The sun represents, or the day, rather, represents an increase. But let me show you this. Let's just start at the beginning real quick, and we're going to jump right in this thing because I know time's going to run out. And watch what this says in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, so I can show you that I'm telling you the truth. Everything we teach and everything we believe, we're going to show you. So you can see for yourself that these are not our words. And we didn't put these words in the book. But these words are indeed the truth. And watch what it says in Genesis, the first chapter. Starting at the first verse.
In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters.
Now watch this. After his Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, the earth was not, it had no form. It was empty. In some books that say it was destroyed, it was gone, it was waste. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. As a matter of fact, if you go to the deep right now, whether it's midday or not, go down in the deep and you know what you're going to see? Darkness. Go out of space. You know what you're going to see? Darkness. Because darkness is upon the face of the deep. Go to deep space. Go down deep in the water, and you're going to see the same thing. But watch what happens.
And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light.
And there was light. There was light. All he had to do was say it, and it was. And it was so. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, mind you, everybody who believed the evening came first, you already see that that's wrong. How can the evening come before the light? Well, that's the first thing the Almighty said, let there be light. You hadn't even seen the word evening yet. So how can that come first? And watch what it says.
And Elohim saw the light.
And he saw the light.
That it was good.
And here the Almighty not only saw the light after he said, let there be light, whatever that light produced, whatever that was in that light, he said it was good.
And Elohim called the light day.
And he called the light day.
I'm sorry. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness.
Yes, yes. Even before he named it, he said, man, this thing is good. And so what he did with this good thing, he separated it from the darkness. Now, how do you think he feel about the darkness? He said the light was good. So how do you think he feel about the darkness since the light is good? And watch what happens.
And Elohim called the light day.
And he called the light day.
And the darkness he called night.
And the darkness he called night.
And evening and the morning were the first day.
Yeah, a lot of things happened way before the evening. Way before the evening, a lot of things took place. A lot of actions took place, and it took place with this good light that the Almighty saw that it was good. But he didn't say that about the darkness, and we're going to explore Why didn't Yahweh say the darkness was good? But before we explore that, watch this in the same chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Because even though the Almighty called the light good, and he separated this light from the darkness, he did something in the 14th verse also.
And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night.
Not only did he divide the light from the darkness and call the light day and the darkness he called night, but then undoubtedly he wasn't even finished. He put more light in the firmament of heaven to once again separate the day from the night. No wonder the Israelite community is so separated, so divided, one against the other over this subject matter. Because Yahweh separated the day from the night. So you're going to be on one side or the other. And watch what he says.
And let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights.
And he made two great lights. Go ahead.
The greater light to rule the day.
Yeah, he made the greater light to rule the day. And what's a greater light? A greater light, yeah, they both great, but one is greater than the other. Anytime you talk about the greater or the elder or the oldest or the chief or the head, generally speaking, that's who you follow. Whoever Yahweh say is the head, the chief, you don't follow the Indians, you follow the chief. And here it is, the Almighty said, the greater light gonna rule the day.
And the lesser light to rule the night.
And our people follow in the lesser light. When the greater light, they ignore. But the lesser light, they follow. Now ask yourself, do that make sense? Well, I'm going to show you how it don't. Continue reading.
And he made the stars also. And Elohim made... And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And it and Elohim saw that it was good.
I mean, listen, I'm not telling you what I think is good. I'm not telling you what I saw is good. I'm not telling you what's good. I'm just reading and letting you know what Yah see is good. So your dispute and your arguments will be with him, not with me. This is no interpretation at all. Yahweh seen us, saw the light, and saw that it was good. Yah separated the light from the darkness, and he saw that was good. And Yah put light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And he saw that that was good. And why? Why would he go to these great lengths to do, to divide, to separate as he did? What significance do this have? We know the heathens don't like it because they'll tell you that is 24 hours in a day. And it's not no 24 hours in no day. They want you to believe that. And why? Because they want you to believe as they are doing today, they got 24-hour businesses open right for you. So they don't want you to believe that it's just a certain amount of hours in a day. They want you to see that when they open all day, all night, and it's just 24-hour cycle, and you don't even have to sleep. And not only they'll tell you it's 24 hours in a day, but they have cities that never, ever sleep. We hear about these cities all the time. New York, Las Vegas, among the few cities in California. We hear about these cities never closing down. Atlanta, Georgia is getting like that. Never closing down. Always busy. Always open. All something is always happening. And the city never rests. And why? All because the heathen don't want you to believe you should ever rest. And for the most part, our people don't rest. Not in Yah. And I want you to see this. I want you to see what Yah seems so good in this light. The first thing I want you to see what Yah seems so good in this light is in the book of Psalms 97. Turn there. Because we're talking about the fifth covenant. And what is it? The covenant of the day. And this covenant of the day is light. The Almighty called the light day. And since the fifth is about your increase and how Yah will increase you, there are certain things that he needed you to see that was good in order for you to receive your blessing. Now, let me repeat. I have no bone in this fight at all. Period. You can choose whatever you want to choose. All I'm really doing is showing you what Yah saw is good. Since he saw that the light was good. That's what Yahweh said. So that's all I'm showing you. And watch what it says in the book of Psalm 97. And we're going to start at verse 10.
Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Regardless of what you say about this light, that is, that the darkness is before the light, and that we go by the moon of the light, the darkness. Watch what Yahweh said. Light, yes, light, is sown for the righteous. Now, regardless of what you think, just keep that in your mind, because I'm trying to show you what Yahweh seen good in the light. Well, light was sown for the righteous. And not only it was sown for the righteous, watch what the Creator said in the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. And this is right after Psalms, right after Proverbs. Ecclesiastes 2. And what are we talking about? What are we discussing? The covenant of the day. So if anybody desire righteousness, well, you got to come into the light, because Yahweh said he sown that for the righteous. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter, this is what it says in verse 12 and 13.
And I turn myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king?
Yeah, king wanted to know. He wanted to know wisdom. He wanted to know madness and folly. This is the man that was wiser than all men. So he was searching out everything that he can search out and find out about. And this is what he found.
Even that which has been already done. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness.
In other words, he found out that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excels darkness. Now, just imagine if there was a race and light and darkness started out at the same time. Or let's just say darkness came first. Who do you think will win the race? Well, it would have to be the light, because he saw that the light excelleth the darkness as wisdom excelleth folly. Now can you see why Yahweh said, I saw the light, that it was good? And furthermore, the other reason why Yahweh said he saw the light was good is in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Watch this. And that's right after Ecclesiastes. And right before we read Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I got to read this one first. And it's in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. We'll go back to Isaiah, the 8th chapter. But this will make more sense if we read this first. Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And watch what it says.
Verse 23.
Well, let's start at verse 20.
Verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Yes.
Bind them continually upon thy heart,
yes,
and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee.
In other words, this thing is going to lead you, it's going to keep you, even when you sleep. And when you awake, it's going to be there to talk to you. And what is this thing is talking about? For the commandment is a lamp.
And the law is light.
And the law is light. No wonder Yah, when he saw the light, it was good.
And reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
And I can understand people following the light now. All these good things, it was sown for the righteous. The law is light. The commandment is a lamp. And the light excelleth darkness as far as wisdom excelleth folly. No wonder Yah separated the light from the darkness. Is making sense to me now. Furthermore, now let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Because what are we discussing? We're discussing the fifth covenant. The fifth covenant is the covenant that gives us our increase. That's what the fifth does. It not only blesses us, but it increases us. So what is this covenant doing? Surely it must be increasing us in some way and somehow if we keep it. And what is this fifth covenant? Well, it is the covenant of day. There's no greater thing that you should know, no greater knowledge you can have than from the light. And that's what the Almighty called light. He called it day. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what it says in the 20th verse.
To the law. And to the testimony. They speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in them.
Because Yah desires. His desire is for you to be a part of the light. He wants you to come into the light. And he wants you to keep this light separated from the darkness. Now, make no mistake about it. We're going to deal with the covenant of night. And you're going to understand the difference between the two. But so you won't think I'm being one-sided, I'm being biased, let me just show you a few things how Yahweh see the darkness. Not how I see it, not what I believe, but let's see what Yahweh believes and what Yahweh see. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Because you see why Yahweh saw the light, that it was good. It was sown for the righteous. It excelleth folly as far as wisdom excels folly. That's how far the light excels the darkness. If they not speaking according to the law, into the testimony, it's only because there is no light in them. And the law is light. And watch what the Creator say about the darkness. In the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, let's see if he says the same thing. And see the same thing and believe the same thing. And it says in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter, the 20th verse,
woe unto them that call evil good.
Woe unto them that call evil good.
And good evil.
And good evil.
That put darkness for light.
And that put darkness for light, as if the darkness is light.
And light for darkness.
No, man, don't. He separated the light from the darkness.
That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
Yeah, woe unto them that do such a thing. And why? Because Yahweh separated the evil from the good and the good from the evil. Yahweh separated the light from the darkness and the darkness from the light. And Yahweh is not going to integrate the bitter and the sweet. It's going to be one of the other. And I may add, I'll show you what y'all call sweet, and it wasn't darkness. In the book of Isaiah 42, still dealing with the darkness. Just show you a couple of things real quick. Watch the 16th verse.
Isaiah 42, verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not.
Mm-hmm.
I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them.
Why? Why make darkness light? I thought they were, it's all the same. No, he said, I will make darkness light. Go ahead.
And crooked things straight.
And he's going to make the crooked things straight.
These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
Because Yahweh wants you to know there's a difference between the darkness and the light. There's a difference between the day and the night. And he separated them for a reason. And Yah don't want you in the darkness. Period. He don't want you there. It wasn't for you. The heathens want you there. Your enemies want you there. But Yah saw that the light was good. One more thing on the darkness. Go to the book of Isaiah 45. And I'll just say two things on the darkness. Go ahead. Isaiah 45, verse 6 and 7.
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I form the light.
I form the light.
And create darkness.
I am the one created darkness also. I make peace.
And create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things.
Yeah, I do all these things. Don't make no mistake about it, but I separated the good from the evil. And I separated the light from the darkness. And if you got light, then somewhere else, there's darkness. And they don't mean the same thing. The last scripture I want to show you on the darkness. And watch this in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter. Because Yah, as I stated before, Yah also said he's going to make darkness light. He's going to make the crooked things straight. And he's going to make the bitter sweet. And I want you to see what's sweet to Yah. Not what's sweet to me, but what's sweet to Yah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, 11th chapter, and this is what it says in the 6th and 7th verse.
In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly, the light is sweet.
Look what Yahweh said. He said, truly, the light is sweet.
And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun.
That's a pleasant thing. This is a beautiful thing. This is an awesome thing. I just want you to know, truly, the light is sweet. But he want to drive home a point, too. Continue reading.
But if a man live many years,
if you live many years,
and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness.
In other words, remember the days of adversity. Remember the days of evil, because anytime Yahweh talk about darkness, typically speaking, he's referring to the evil time, not the righteous time, not the good times, but the bad times. Remember the days of darkness. Go ahead.
For they shall be many.
They're going to be many.
All that cometh is vanity.
So don't forget that truly the light is sweet. And it's pleasant to the eyes. And it's pleasant to behold the sun. But please, whatever you do, don't forget the days of darkness. And our people, they not forgetting it. They celebrating the days of darkness. They all in the dark, even though the Almighty trying to pull them out. And watch what Yahweh say about the very instrument that he used as a sign to rule the day. And watch this. So you can see what Yah saw, that it was good in the light. In the book of Malachi, the 4th chapter, Malachi 4. Now remember, this is not what I see as good. Well, I do see it as good because I believe in Yah. But I'm just showing you what Yah see as good. In the book of Malachi, the 4th chapter, first verse.
For behold, the day cometh that burnt that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
In other words, this day is going to be, it's going to burn like an oven, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And all the proud, go ahead.
And the day that cometh.
Let me say this, we got a lot of proud people, so they need to listen to this. Go ahead.
And the day that cometh shall burn them up.
Now,
Yahweh of
this letting you know this is a day. This is a certain day that's going to burn them up. Because even the day going to know who the proud is. That day going to know who the proud is. And it's going to burn them up, said Yahweh.
That it shall leave neither roots nor branch.
In other words, just like Lot's wife, they're just going to turn into a pillar of ashes. And watch this in the 2nd verse.
But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
The Son of Righteousness, not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. The Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Yes.
And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yahweh of hosts.
Don't you see? You see it now? Well, I can see this clearly. That same day that you too proud to say that is the time that the Almighty has ordained for us and for his people, while you're running into the night, Yah said this day is going to burn the proud up and they're going to become ashes, and the righteous is just going to walk on them. The son of righteousness, not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. Furthermore, what was this good thing that he saw in the light in Malachi, the first chapter? Because Yah made a covenant with the day, and this is all the things that you get from it. This is your increase. Go ahead and Malachi 1 and 11.
From the rising of the sun,
which rules the day,
even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name. And a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh of hosts.
In other words, all over the earth. Whereas in the past, the only place we can burn incense at is Jerusalem. And the only people who can burn it were the priests. But here the Almighty said all over the earth they're going to be burning incense to him. And when are they going to do it? From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, they shall be burning incense to his great holy name. Why? Because he's sown light for the righteous. This is what Yah did. Furthermore, in the book of Psalm 84, turn there, and I'm just showing you what he saw good with the light. No wonder Yah separated the light from the darkness and made a covenant with the day and a covenant with the night. And we're going to show you what the covenant night represents and what it would do and what it would give and what it would say. And I already showed you some of the things about darkness, but I'll show you more tomorrow. But watch what it says in Psalm 84. And let's see if you agree with Yah. Starting at the 9th verse.
Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Elohim than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahweh Elohim is a sun and a shield.
Yahweh said he's a sun and a shield. You'll never see where Yahweh said, well, I'm a moon and a shield. I'm a star and a shield. You would never, ever read such a thing. And why? Because the sun was the greater light. Why would Yahweh compare himself to the lesser light when he's the great Elohim? The only Elohim, the one Elohim. And why would you go running after the lesser light when there's a great light? You shouldn't run after neither one of them, but especially the lesser one. And I'm going to show you that tomorrow. But with that said, I didn't say Yahweh was a son. The scripture says Yahweh was a son and a shield. Continue reading.
Yahweh will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
And if you want to know how to walk uprightly, how Yahweh wants you to walk, well, let me show you. In the book of Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, this is how Yah desire you to walk. Since he wants you to walk uprightly, let me show you what uprightly is. in the book of Isaiah, the second chapter. And this is what it says in the fifth verse.
O house of Yaakov, come ye and let us walk in the light of Yahweh.
Yeah, that's how he wants you to walk. If you desire to walk uprightly, come, O Yaakov. Come ye and let us walk in the light of Yah. This is what he wants you to do. Not only do he want you to do that, why? Because when he made the light, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw the light that it was good. No wonder he saw such good things out of this light. And then he separated the light from the darkness. And I can see why. I can see all the goodness that Yah had in this light. No wonder Yah said this in the book of Psalm 113. Turn there. In the book of Psalm 113, starting at the very first verse.
Praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised.
And why? Because he saw that it was good. Now, are you seeing how good it is? For Yahweh called the light day. And Yah made a covenant with the day. And the covenant of the day is that he separated the day from the night. That there will be day and night in their seasons. He never wanted this thing out of his season. And why? Because it was good. He saw too much good in it. And he wanted it to be separated. And I'm trying to figure out, why don't we want it separated? If Yahweh wanted it separated, and Yahweh saw that it was good, then why don't we want it separated, and why don't we see it's good? Because if we saw it was good, and we wanted it separated, then why are we so divided? Ask yourself this. And Yahweh not finished. In the book of Psalm 50, turn there. Still showing you what Yah sees so good about this light that he separated from the darkness. And we're going to deal with the covenant of night tomorrow on the Sabbath. So you can see there are two different covenants all together. Psalm 50.
The mighty Elohim, even Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Why? Why is he calling the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof? Why? What is it about this sun? Well, he already told you. He said he was a sun and a shield. He said he sown the light for the righteous. He said the sun of righteousness will have healing in his wings. That's what Yahweh said. Furthermore, this is what he said in the book of Isaiah 45. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the covenant of the day. And what is the covenant of the day? The covenant of the day is Yah separating the day from the night, the light from the darkness. And we're showing you why. And look what it says in starting at the second verse.
Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
You got Isaiah 45 and 2. Isaiah 45 and 2.
I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight.
So Yahweh said he's going to make the crooked places straight.
I will break in the pieces of the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness because there are some treasures in darkness, but he's going to give it to you. And I'm going to show you tomorrow what those treasures are. Go ahead.
And hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, Yahweh, which call thee by name, am the Elohim of Yisrael. For Yaakov, my servant's sake, and for Yisrael, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me.
There is none beside me.
I am Yahweh, and there is none else.
I form the light
and create darkness.
I make peace
and create evil.
I, Yahweh, do all these things. This is what he do. This is what he do. And look, let me just show you what the covenant of the day is. Now you can see the increase that the day will have over the night. But watch this, because there's increase at night, and I'm going to show you that too. But in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, watch what this says. In the book of Jeremiah 31 and 35, watch what it says.
Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day.
I give the sun for a light by day.
And the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night.
Yeah, that's for night. So I don't know, understand why people take the moon and start counting days.
Which divided the sea when the waves thereof roared.
Yeah, in other words, when the waves get real strong, it's in between the time where Yah is dividing the light from, or the day from the night. Go ahead.
If those ordinances depart from before me,
yeah,
says Yah.
Which means the sun ruling the day, moon and the stars ruling the night, and they have started departing in the minds of the people. They had not departed in the heavens, but they departed in your mind. That's why a lot of people look at the moon and start counting days. It wasn't even made for days. It was made for the night. And we're going to see that tomorrow. But read that again, 36th verse.
If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation from before me forever.
Why? Because this covenant is made with the house of Israel. It's made with the house of Israel. If these ordinances depart before me, then I will cause the whole nation to cease forever. And not only he will cause the nation to cease, in the book of Jeremiah 33, turn there. Starting at the 19th verse.
And the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day.
Well, if you can break my covenant of the day, and I'm telling you, the heathens are trying to do it every day. Why do you think they say it's 24 hours in a day? Why do you think they got every city open day and night, 24 hours? Because they want to get that out of your mind. Why do you think somebody go to work at 11:59 and say good morning or good night, and then somebody leaving at 12:01 saying good morning? This is total madness. Go ahead.
And my covenant with the night and that there may not be day and night in their season.
Because y'all want day and night in their season. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not coming from me. This is what Yahweh wants. He wants this in their season. And you got to keep them separate. And you got to keep them in a proper season. And you got to know which one is for the other.
Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant.
Well, if you can break that covenant, then my covenant is going to be broken with my servant David.
That there should not have a son to reign upon his throne. And with the Levites, the priests, my ministers.
In other words, there go our priesthood and there go our kingdom. Right before your eyes. All because day and night is not in their proper season. We got people who believe in a moon, so they count days. Even though y'all said the moon is for the night, not for the day, for the night. And we got people who believe that when it gets night, they say that's the beginning of a day. Don't you see total contradiction of the word of Yah? In the last verse, 22nd verse, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. And last part, 25th verse.
Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then I will cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over my people, over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, for I will cause the captivity to return and have mercy on them.
Even the sure mercy of David. So, once again, this is the fifth covenant, the covenant of the day. The fifth of the seven everlasting covenants that Yah made with his people. I just wanted you to see for yourself how Yah see the light and why Yah divided the light from the darkness. But it's up to you. But now you know why the Israelite community is so divided. You either choose together or you choose separately. But the choice is yours. And until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yahdu, I live.